Malo, welcome to the Samoan Scientist Podcast. This episode, I'm going to talk about how to stay motivated during your studies. So my tips are to have a schedule. Environment is really important. Have a to-do list in company. So when we talk about scheduling, for me personally, I'm currently doing my PhD, which is 3 years worth of research. I'm just going to make sure I turn the camera on. Yeah, get the cameras on. So I'm currently in my second year of research, and what I found really helpful is scheduling. So I am currently schedule 2 weeks from the current day. I will have the time, the date at the top, and I will block out things that are non-negotiable. So for instance, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I have clinic where I will go into the university and we have Maori Pacific woman come into the clinic, so I need to be in at that time. And for instance, on Wednesdays I schedule my nana when I will look after her, and similarly for the week after. I haven't actually written in here, but intentionally, when I have, for instance, 4 days at the clinic, which is like 12-hour days, I will have time at the end to relax and work on like self-development. But during these weeks, days like Wednesday and Friday, and also Monday was a holiday, but usually Monday as well, those are times where I will write in, okay, I need to do, I'm going to do 3 readings that day, and then I'm going to write notes on it. And I'm also going to do transcribing. Try and see if I've done it in one of my other weeks. And what I found is that when things get really chaotic, having this scheduling really puts my mind at ease, because I kind of feel like, okay, I know what's coming up and I know that I have time allocated here to do what I need to do. These are old ones that I had. Also, this is an example of 1 week where I was really wanting to work on my transcript of transcribing interviews. So writing word for word interviews that I had. So I wanted to make sure that I did 80 minutes of transcript for each day. And so I didn't complete it on Tuesday, but I did about 40 minutes on Wednesday. But I did complete it for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So scheduling really helps for me personally in terms of my motivation, because it schedules my what I need to achieve on a certain day. It is also really important to schedule your downtime. So for instance, like I've left Saturday, Sunday free. And so what I have, like this took time. I would not say that I did this during my undergrad, but like during my undergrad, I would just study in the weekends and not have a break. But what I'm finding now is that with this research, that is 3 years of the research, I'm needing to have breaks in the weekend. And so I've been really good at just completely blocking out all the work on the weekends, so that I know that during the week, I need to make the most of my time as I can so I can get the work done, because on the weekends I'm resting. And so that really helps with our motivation, and it helps prevent us from getting burnout. My second tip for help being motivated is change of environment. So currently like I will work at home and also work at uni, but when we had the cyclones or really bad storms, we had no power at home, so I had to go to the local library, and I felt that change of environment really boosted my work. It helped me get motivated. And when I was slowly being introduced back into university, I found that whenever I went to the university, like I'd get so much work done. So if you're currently, you know, just keep at the university, you're currently like in a routine going to the same place and you're getting a bit unmotivated, maybe change it up. Maybe go to your local library or go to a different department if you have friends there and sit there. Go to your local cafe if you work in that way, or even better, if you're able to, you can work from home. Just changing an environment, I felt, really helped with my motivation. The third thing that helps with my motivation is my to-do list. Now, I actually have, that's my recording. I actually started this year, but I think I was subconsciously doing it during my postgrad and my master's. But I'm trying to find it. I have to do books. You get the point. Like, I have a PhD to-do list book. And this is the current book that I'm currently working out of. And so I'll just show you around. So every day I will, this is the first thing that I will do. Let's go to a day. Let's just take Wednesday 26. So I will write what I need to do today. PhD monthly meeting, including meetings. I had an interview. I needed to follow up on some emails. And I'll put a box next to it to select to scribble in that I've done it. And some, especially when I'm feeling overwhelmed, it is so nice to just put everything down and just get it out of my brain so I don't forget anything. Where's another example? I really like to do this as well when it comes to reading. So usually I have a goal for within a day, I'd want to read 3 papers and I'll also want to read 3 notes. And so as you can see, I only managed 1 here. But I feel like if I didn't have this to-do list, then I wouldn't have achieved anything at all. And so again, I've got BMHI, need to talk to Jess about something, had a lab meeting, that was my car as well. So I'll also, if I have anything on my mind in terms of personal life, then I'll also put it in here. The to-do list is really good as well. I follow the Pomodoro technique. So that means you study hard out for 25 minutes without any distractions or looking at your phone. And then you have a 5-minute break and you do that 4 times. And for me, that really, really helps my motivation because I'm like, okay, all in for 25. Like, that's all I have to do. And then 5-minute break. And I like, once you get into that habit and once you get into that rhythm, it is so efficient and you're so able to make the most of your time. That's my dog. So I really, really, really recommend a to-do list. And this is just like, I will also write notes in my to-do list. You could also do it in your, online, just whatever works for you. And that will really help your motivation. My last tip to help your motivation during your studies is to have company. During my PhD, I hosted Zoom sessions. And for me, it really helped get me in a place at one time. And it helped me stay motivated by grouping everyone together, but also allocating the time to study. Also talking to people in person, going to university. Maybe if you're based off campus, but make the effort to go into uni, maybe once a week, once a month, and use that as a really connection bonding time. Because you'll be talking to people and being like, oh, I'm like really struggling with my lit review. And they'll be like, oh, same. I went into this course and this really helped me. And so when you're talking to people, it's really going to help your work, help you develop and make you feel like less alone. So to stay motivated during your studies, have a schedule. Be aware of your environment. Maybe you need to change it up. Have a to-do list and have people around you. Thank you so much for listening to the Samoan Scientist podcast and hope you stay more motivated.